Okay, good to see everybody. Thanks for coming. Had a really good practice, and I've had a great week of preparation. Obviously, a team of this caliber and in this kind of situation will get everybody's attention. And this game has had our full attention, and we're excited to go play on Sunday. And we'll continue to prepare until that time.
Bernard practice
today? Yes.
Feeling pretty good about the team's overall state of health, and the injury report's been fairly
clean. Yeah, we look good. We look good. We're very similar to what we've been the last few weeks. So don't think there'll be any surprises. Barring any surprises, you know, we should be in good shape injury-wise.
DNP said yesterday we had to make life uncomfortable for Tom Brady was to hire Tom Harden.
Is she available?
I mean, you know, obviously it's the teams that have had success against Tom, including you guys, have managed to frustrate him a little bit. Is it as simple to say just kind of bang him around a little bit and get after him?
Well, it's easier said than done. I mean, any quarterback you want to, you know, get him off the spot and disrupt the timing of things. But, you know, they've got, you know, he's obviously gets the ball out really quickly. They've got a lot of controlled passing stuff underneath with good receivers, mainly 83 and 81, who do a great job underneath, but all of them. And the offensive line does a good job. So that's something that you shoot for doing. You have to do it. You have to be successful doing that, or you're not going to stop this offense.
John, is there anything more else you can say to this game before Sunday? Do you have some special speech plan without divulging what it is? Huh. Or has everything that can be said has been said?
I don't think there's anything that that I could say to him, or anybody could really say to them that they don't already know, that they're not prepared for. But we'll say a few things anyway, you know, and that's just kind of what we do. And all the guys communicate, and we'll talk. I mean, it's an exciting time. It's the best time of the year. You know, it's the second best week of the year. So we're trying to earn the best week of the year. That's what we're shooting for. And we're going to try to stay together after this game. That's our goal. So that's what we're shooting for.
What have you seen from him in terms of from that game going forward? I mean, I know he's kind of frustrated by you know, questions when it comes to that Tom Brady targeting. Do you feel like he's
Well, it's just a ridiculous question, so I can see why he'd be frustrated by it. But, you know, great quarterbacks like Tom Brady go after the defense. You know, they go after whatever they feel like the route calls for and what the coverage calls for. You have to ask him that. You know, that's a good question for him, if he's the one who said it.
John, coming off of being home against the Colts, emotional game, and then the big emotional game and finish in Denver, how do you settle that down a little bit more to try to stay more focused going into the season?
Yeah, you know, football's emotional. You know, it's an emotional game. It's a tough game. So much, you put so much into it. These guys have put so much into their careers and everything, and you know, controlling that and managing that and focusing that energy is what you have to do to play well. And really, it's going to come down to execution. It's going to come down to, you know, the team that plays the best football and for that 3.5 hour time frame. That's what it always comes down to. And our focus and our energy is going to be directed toward that.
And it seems like that the 12th man is traveling very hard for this game. A lot of buses, a lot of planes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we're hearing it all the way across the – and I know you're in with the fans, the 12th man – sounds like they're going to travel very well to this game.
That'd be great. You know, we always love hearing the O chant, you know, and we're going to do our best to make them happy and proud that they went up there.
John, Dean said yesterday as well that Bill Belichick always looks for weaknesses and tries to exploit them. Mm-hmm. Knowing him and coaching against him as you have, did you do any extra this week to try to either eliminate those weaknesses, or do you focus more on your strengths and try to play to those?
Probably both. You know, you always have to chase your weaknesses. You always have to try to improve those things, whatever it might be. It could be field goal protection. It could be coverage. It could be anything. You know, you got to try to shore anything up that you feel can be attacked. And at the same time, you want to build on your strengths and find ways to attack their weaknesses. So, you know, you worry about yourself first, and you try to be the best team you can be in terms of execution. But, you know, they've got weaknesses too, and we'll go after, you know, whatever we feel we can go after with them as well. Oh, like everybody. I mean, I'm sure I'll see the score of the game and everything and be pulling hard for the 49ers, you know, but can't get emotionally wrapped up in that stuff. You know, obviously it'll be a focus on our game, but I'm proud of Jim. He's a great coach. You know, he's a great competitor. He's the toughest competitor I've ever seen. I mean, I had to compete with him and deal with him, you know, since he was born, and he's a handful. You know, he's one of the toughest competitors you're ever going to see. He's the toughest competitor I've ever seen, and he's obviously, you see the way he's built his football team. That's the way they play.
Is it more of a calm state for you now, this being your third time on this stage? You know what to expect as far as the pageantry and everything, but just your overall state now, having done this.
I haven't done an analysis on my emotions or my state, you know, over the years. It's probably for you guys to judge. You can put a gauge on that, yeah. All right?
All right.
Okay, thanks.